Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is Mark Davidson. I'm with Pannoni Associates. We're the consulting engineers and land surveyors for Insight Homes, who is the applicant tonight. Here tonight for Insight Homes is Christina Wagner. She's sitting in the back there, along with Mr. Bobby Horsey, who is the owner and developer of the marina at Pepper's Creek. We had turned in some packages on Friday that I'm going to kind of go over. I don't know if those got passed out or not, or if you received those. Okay. What I had attempted to do was turn in some porty data. I typed up our standards for relief, and I wanted that to be passed out to the board here, along with some exhibits, kind of going over the variance tonight. But what I'll try to do is I did bring a large board, so I will.
No, you can address the standard for relief, and it'll be in the record. So
we're here tonight on Lot 23, Phase 1, Marina at Pepper's Creek, which is located. Pepper's Creek, the subdivision is located off Piney Neck Road, which is east of the town of Dagsboro. This particular lot is located on Anchor Watch Loop inside Phase 1 of the subdivision. Currently, there are 14 houses in the development. Two are under construction right now. Six of these houses have been built by Insight Homes. Lot 22, adjacent to this, to these lots, is Lot 22. Currently has a house that is built on the lot, and that was built by Insight Homes. Lot 24 at present is vacant, and at the rear of the property is the open space, part of the open space for subdivision. The house is a one-story with a two-car garage and a screened porch. What I'd like to do is kind of go through the standards of relief and kind of talk a little bit about what has occurred here. The application states that it's a 0.4-foot variance. And what I can do is I will submit, I do have one copy with me. Possibly two copies with me.
We have the survey if that's what you're going to pass out.
But it does the survey that was shown shows a 0.4-foot? Or
yes.
When the application was filled out, we went back out and we did our measurements to double check, and it's actually 29.8 feet on the front yard setback to the foundation of the dwelling. The corner with that 29.6 was measured to the corner molding of the siding.
So you're looking for 0.2 foot.
So the application needs to be corrected. So we're only looking for 0.2 foot, which is essentially about 3 inches of a variance.
Okay.
The uniqueness of the property is was zoned AR1, and it was developed under the environmentally sensitive developing overlay zone as 7,500 square foot lots, which is under section 115-194(3) of the code. And the 7,500 square foot lots allowed for 30 foot front yard setbacks, 10 foot side and 10 foot rear. This reduced lot size restricted the lots to a small building footprint. And the exceptional practical difficulty was that the unique condition is that the building footprint of the lot was 55 by 64 and a half once you take out the setbacks. And again, I'll submit for the record the actual foundation plan that was part of that package that I had submitted, showing that the house is essentially 54 feet wide by 64 feet deep. It has a two-car garage out front of the house, and it does have a 12 by 14 screen porch in the rear. The house is one story. It's approximately 1,600 square feet sitting on this lot. The house, under the possibility of development, under 2A, can the property be developed in strict conformity? Not at this time. The house is completely constructed. It was not, the variance, the setback was not discovered until we were asked to come out and do a location survey of the house, and that's when we discovered that it did not meet the setbacks. And again, what we're here asking for is 0.2 foot variance from the 30-foot setback. We feel that since the house is existing and completed, that the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The 2-foot variance is necessary to keep from having to go back and try what they to deny this application. They'd have to go back, and since the house is finished, they would have to demo the whole front of the garage. So we feel that it is necessary in order to use the house at this time, and to keep from going back and trying to take 3 inches off the front of the house. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? Again, the applicant is the general contractor, and he does hire the surveyor, which was us. We stake out the house. And what I wanted to show you here, the exhibits that I passed out our site plan, and I passed out the location survey. On the left here is the site plan. On the right here is the location survey. What we staked out was what's on that build, which is on that foundation plan, which was the actual building footprint of the house. We do stake out 10-foot offsets for the house. And we allow for a 3-inch from the front to the back, and there was 6 inches on side to side. The mason comes in, digs the footer, pours the footer, builds the foundation. The house just got shifted during construction. And so essentially, the applicant wasn't aware of it until they hired us to come back out there and do the location survey in order to get the certificate of occupancy. And in just a few minutes, I'm going to just go over a little bit about what we've been doing as their as Insight Home surveyors to kind of prevent this from occurring in the future on small lots of this nature, because essentially what we're looking at is a lot of houses. A lot of the subdivisions in the past and still currently are being, you know, they get approved with these smaller type lots, the 7,500 square foot lots. The setbacks do make it difficult to fit what essentially is being built nowadays. And again, this is approximately about a 1,600 square foot home. It's just a modest size house with a 2-car garage. So I'll go over that in just a few minutes. Will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? The 0.2 foot variance from the front yard setback will not alter the character of the neighborhood because the encroachment is not noticeable unless you view it on the drawings, and only if the drawings are dimensioned. And again, one of my exhibits that I had, and I can pass that in. You'll notice, unless I labeled this, you wouldn't know which one, unless I didn't have the lot number written on there. You can't tell that, you can't see the two inches or the 3 inches difference, the 0.2 foot. Lot 22's house is built at 30 feet. We're only asking for 3 inches or 0.2 foot to 29.8. I've drawn this line here at 29.8. The rest of these lines are drawn at 30 feet. Again, when you're out there in the neighborhood, you don't see that variation with the house setback difference. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? Now, the variance, the lot is, we don't feel that it's going to be detrimental to the public welfare. It is on private property. It is the front setback. It is set back far enough. Again, it's away from the street line. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of the regulations? Yes, all we're asking for is the 0.2 foot difference in the variation in order for us to be able to get the certificate of occupancy for the new owners to move in. And is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes, the house is sold. And without the variance, the certificate of occupancy can't be granted until something is fixed within the front of the site. What I can share with you is what we've been working with the builder on is on lots of this size when houses are being built close to the setbacks. What we've asked them to do is have us come back out from, in the future, and we're going to start, what we've been doing is pinning the footers. So we're trying to prevent applications coming back before this board of this nature. So when we run across, and we've been fairly successful in the fact that now that we're doing this, we're seeing less and less of these types of errors happening. By after the footer is poured, our surveyors go back out and we pin the footer. So they masons know exactly where these corners are, these houses that are so close to these setback lines. So I can tell you that we have been working with Insight Home. We work with all our builder clients with this on smaller lots like this where necessary. Again, I believe it is it's more affordable for them to do that than it is to come before you and hire me to come before you and represent them for these types of applications. So it just so happens that on lot 23, it was an error during the laying of the block that the 0.2 of a foot occurred. With that, I will entertain any questions.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Is that me, Mr. Rickards?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Just one. How many houses did you say were in the development?
There's 14.
And you said how many did Insight build?
6.
And are you aware of any of those 6 that previously needed a variance for anything?
No, none at all.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions?
Mr. Chairman, I have a question for you. Have you heard anything about the approval of the Planning and Zoning Department of anything under a foot or these 0.3 of a foot passing the director's desk, being approval?
No.
Nothing yet?
Nothing yet. That was suggested, but I haven't heard anything yet.
Okay. I know that was in the works. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, again, then, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's 2. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,245. I believe the applicant has demonstrated the standards for granting a variance. I believe he has demonstrated also that it's the least modification possible for the regulation, which is 30 feet in the front. So he wants 0.2. The uniqueness of the property is 75 foot. It's an under AR1 lot setback, so the 75 foot, it's under 100 feet in the front. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship and exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood, and the request of the variance is a minimum that will afford relief.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,245. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,245 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Case number 11,246, Harry B. Boley, east of Road 341B, Peppers Creek Road, 600 feet south of North Dogwood Drive, west of Longleaf Road. Being